The Idaho Attorney General's office said Friday there's no way to remove appointees from the Redistricting Commission. But the Idaho GOP says that conclusion is wrong. So they removed Dolores Crowe and Randy Hansen Monday. The party plans to announce two new appointees today. Jonathan Parker is executive director of the Idaho GOP.
Based on our legal opinion, both outside legal counsel and our inside legal counsel, that the new commissioners will be seated and will be the acting commissioner starting on Thursday.
But Crowe says she won't resign from the Redistricting Commission and plans to attend the meeting later this week.
They say that you can come in and dismiss commissioners that have already done the job and just need to tweak a few things for the satisfaction of the Supreme Court. That isn't even reasonable.
Randy Hansen says he made a commitment to the citizens of Idaho to fulfill his duties as redistricting commissioner. He says he'll show up to the next commission meeting as well.
I don't think it'll take long at all now that we understand what the courts have asked us to do.
The Idaho Supreme Court ruled last week the commission's plan to draw legislative lines unconstitutional. In a 4-1 decision, the justices reconvened the commission to create a new plan that doesn't split so many Idaho counties. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.